Rihanna, SOS here on 2FM. You're listening to Roz and Emma, but that's not all we have in studio. We have got Sexy Ty and Cela Vida Mai. How are you guys?
Fabulous.
Thank you so much for having us.
You guys are the Culture Night ambassadors, and Culture Night is happening Friday, the 20th of September, and it has become a massive highlight for people around the country. Last year, 1.2 million people participated with over 1,700 free events. That is wild.
Yeah. Insane. That's like one in four people in Ireland, I feel. Yeah. So the other three, you got to get out of the house, babe. You got to get down.
We love free events.
That's what we're here to do today. We're getting the other three out of the house. So Sexy Ty, I'm going to start with you. So aside from being on a mission to support Chapel Rowan next week, let's talk about your involvement with Culture Night. So you're part of the Machia. So what is that? Where is it? And what can folks expect?
So Machia is a fabulous cabaret night that Candy Warhol puts on. She has a selection of the country's best queens. We've got Mia Gold, we've got Robin Van Hart, and we've got many more. And I'm very honoured that I get to be part of that crew. You know, I have such a respect for drag queens, and the idea that I get to share the stage with them is such an honour. I got to do another Machia show earlier in the year in the Pavilion Theatre in Cork, and I got multiple standing ovations. Let me just say that. And it really makes me feel like Judy Garland or something. My cabaret. But it's a beautiful, beautiful time. And as well, the audience that gets to come to these shows, you know, they have their ears open to songs that maybe are about the queer experience, that are about something that's a little bit more vulnerable and intimate. And so it's really great to connect with those people as well. So very grateful.
You also had a great show at EP as well.
I did. I had three shows at EP. I'm that kind of girl. You know, if I can get my foot into the festival, I won't be leaving until I can get at least three performances in. You know,
so. You can see Sexy Tig in the woods at 3 a.m.
1,000% girl. I'll be there.
Now, Cela Vida Mai, you are from Galway.
Yes.
And your event is happening in Limerick.
Yes, it is. I'm really excited. It's going to be in the King John's Castle. It's going to be with Sheena, I think. I'm saying it right. Oh, sorry, I butchered my Irish pronunciation. I haven't been to school for a while.
I was going to ask you how to pronounce it.
I think it's Sheena.
I think it's Shona. So that's going to be with Hazy E, She and 40 Hertz and myself. It's going to be really exciting. There's about 1,200 tickets already reserved, so it's going to be massive. It's exciting as well because we kind of all do like similar type music in a way, in terms of like hip hop, rap kind of as well. So I'm excited to see what it's going to be like. It's going to be a new experience for all of us, I guess, as well, because I'm not from Limerick, so I'm excited to see that.
And they will welcome you with open arms.
They will.
It sounds like it's going to be deadly. So we'd love to know, for both of you, how did you get involved and become brand ambassadors for Culture Night?
I suppose they reached out to us, and I'm very grateful that they selected us to represent them. You know, as a national project, it's really great to be viewed, I suppose, as national artists, where we get to represent our own minorities and groups as well. You know, I feel like I'm the queer representation for Culture Night this year, and it just feels like quite an honour to get to represent that community as well, and bring ourselves to Culture Night.
Exactly. For me, it's a bit more sentimental because I started, I did Culture Night a couple of years ago as well, so I got like booked for a gig. So it's kind of like a, is that 180? Is my maths great? Yeah, I'd say 180.
Ours isn't great.
I don't know.
We are the wrong girls.
Sorry.
360.
Yeah, exactly. So it's done a 360 for myself anyway. So I'm happy to be a brand ambassador because it's like I can kind of see it from a different perspective as well. And also just being able to kind of show other artists like what's actually going on in terms of culture in Ireland. So yeah, thank you so much to everyone who's going to be there because it's a great experience.
And can I just say, anyone going to your Limerick gig, I've been to a show where you performed. They're in for a treat.
They are.
You'll be giving it socks.
I give it my all. I'm telling you, music is everything to me, but it's even better now. So I promise you, it's 20 times better than what you saw the last time. So everyone should be excited.
And I know you're getting involved with Irish Week as well.
So I'm doing Ireland Music Week, guys. Make sure you're there. So excited.
And Sexy Ty, you also are performing Oscuelga. Do you perform Oscuelga?
I do. So a lot of my performances are bilingual. It's something I really enjoy. Mm. I just finished up a run at the Fringe Festival. We had six nights in the Project Arts Centre. And the majority of the show, I'd say a good third of it, was Oscuelga. And as I've got to do more opportunities through Irish with Tichy Cahir, it's just something that keeps coming back to me, and I'm just very grateful that I get to keep that relationship with my native language going through music.
Love this. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in and joining us today. Cela Vida Mai, Sexy Tig, anyone out there who wants to get involved, it is taking place on the 20th of September, so put it in your calendar. Culture Night events are happening all over the country. We're also having our very own 2FM event, which is happening at the Roisin and Dove in Galway, doors at 7pm, and performances by Shiv, Chubby Cat, Brad Heidi and Big Sleep. So make sure you get down there early. As we said, they're happening all over the country, and so for more details you can check out culturenight.ie. Guys, enjoy it, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.